You are tuned in to the Red Pill Hardcore Double Dosage After Show. Double Dosage After Show. After Show. After Show.
After Show.
After Show.
Yes, that's right. If you hung out past the commercial break, you'll know that this is the after show, okay? Double Dosage after show, where we have a little bit more freedom to play around or dive more into issues or, you know, just what have you. All kinds of radio mayhem. And today, we are going to, well, we're going to play a little BS. still want to test this out a little bit more before I make it into a TV show. I love media. You can just come up with ideas and just throw things together. Well, at least when you're an independent truther. Creativity has its benefits, and not being locked down by corporate interest, who have to control everything you say.
I'm looking forward to this. I didn't get a half a sentence into the DS game last time before I called BS. But I don't know the clip this time. I don't get to watch it ahead of time. This would be interesting. Are we going to let callers call BS?
You know what? Why not? Do we have any callers to help?
Can you hear me?
Okay, cool. We have our caller from the previous hour. You want to play a little BS with us?
Oh, I'd love that. Let's play some BS.
And I have something. I have a BS thing. I read an account that Kennedy Jr. is alive, and Trump is going to announce it as going to be his running mate.
No. Okay.
Oh, and he's cute.
No. Explain the rules to the game, Vinny.
Well, please. Okay. Let's get in another caller. Let's get Craigers from Line 3. Before I do that. Greg, are you there?
Yes, I am, by golly. And you're so apropos with your BS because we've been lied to all our flippin' ass lives from the moment we were born. Actually, even before that, conceived, we were born in a flippin' ass lie. And getting beyond that poopy takes a little bit of, just looking at what's going on. I mean, it doesn't take a mental giant. I've only got a ninth grade education, and I'm glad I wish I hadn't even had that, because the programming was going on way, way back when.
Indoctrination got away with you.
Well, I'm glad that you want to join in. Well, hold on. Okay. We'll save that for another time. Let me go ahead and get into the rules here. Basically, we're going to play an audio clip that from some mainstream media outlet, and basically, we just listen to it, and if you feel as though you heard something that was a BS, you say BS, we'll stop the audio, and go ahead and explain why the statement that you just heard was BS. Very simple.
Wow. That's a hell of a game.
Yeah. So let's get the clip started. I'm not even going to preface the clip. Let's just jump right into it.
Let's go.
This is happening all over the country, as you know, and there's a reason for it. Over the weekend, most recently, doubtless you've heard of this, City officials announced their plan to remove the statue of Teddy Roosevelt from outside New York's Museum of Natural History.
BS.
The bronze statue has stood there in the Theodore Roosevelt Rotunda.
Okay.
BS.
Right on.
Explain why.
It's all BS, boys. I mean, give it a break.
No, it's BS. Doing it, but they are doing it.
Oh, they're doing it. It's BS right down your throat, man. Yep. I mean, you're sucking that shiitake mushroom, which is BS mushroom.
But
not
why?
Really?
You can't just say it's BS and explain why. Why? Why is it BS?
The question is, do you believe this is right?
Well, I think the BS would be the fact that they say it's going on all across the country. You know, it's an agenda to rewrite history that's going on, the BSing of the minds, the taking away of the past so that it can usher in this new world order with whatever its new heroes that are going to be put on those plinths.
Are you okay with it, though? That's the point. The point is, am I okay with it?
And you know what? No, I'm not. I'm not okay at all.
Because the history is still there.
No, I'm not. It throws off my navigation when I say, well, come meet me underneath the blah, blah statue. I don't know if it would be there anymore. It's just wrong. It just is. Why erase the past? Can't we just say that we've learned from our past and we've come far since then? You know, didn't Teddy Roosevelt set up the national park system? Yes, he did.
Hey, man.
Let's go back and
Excuse me. I'd like to interject.
Go ahead.
Let's just have live liberty and
property
freedom be our star in the sky. We don't need these morons telling us what is going on and what did they mandate. I want to be in life. I want to be in love, and I want to be in liberty. I don't want your poopy interfering with my poopy because my poopy I enjoy because I love life. I love liberty. I love the existence of everything, and we don't need to capitulate to these moronic pieces of magma sucking piece of I could get really mad at that point. I mean, I could go off the wall
right
with this freaking shit talky. Oh. I get so frustrated with this poopy. It makes me want to, just spin the wheel and just go into oblivion, really. And I wouldn't mind dying right now. Right now would be just the perfect time. And that's what they've got installed for us. We are supposed to die.
Guys, all right. I think you guys are missing the point of the game. All right, let's go ahead and continue on, please. Go ahead, Mike.
Museum of Natural History. The bronze statue has stood there in the Theodore Roosevelt Rotunda facing Central Park since before the Second World War. Soon it will be gone. People who erected that statue 80 years ago would be confused by this, no doubt. They did not consider Teddy Roosevelt a controversial figure. In fact, Roosevelt was the most popular president in American history. He was also the most American president. No other country could have produced Teddy Roosevelt. Roosevelt's virtues mirrored the values of America. He was physically
like he's the epitome of what it is to be American. BS. There's a lot of leaders that I think would be like John Adams, for instance, that he supported an open rebellion against the tyranny of Britain, and one of the founding fathers that gave us these principles of constitution that have now been waived by these other presidents. He invaded Cuba the Savoy Hill massacre that occurred there. I don't see him as being the epitome of what it is to be American. You know, John Adams, again, he stood for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, presidents since then stand for lies, libel, and the pursuit of oppression, is what I've seen. That's my bully, my comment bully. About the DS.
Bully, bully. Bully, bully.
Bully,
bully. Bully. I mean, all that's right. What that great man point. Was a bully. What'd he do? He took and raped the nation of its states' rights by making all these national parks all over the bully, bully place. I love the man when he said, I don't give a damn what your president does as long as he supports the Constitution. When you absolutely. Support the Constitution, which is the law that we're all supposed to be under, the real law, the constitutional law, but who follows that anymore? I mean, it's not freedom and love and liberty. And I will say today is my freedom, love, and liberty day. And every day should be celebrated that way as far as I can see. That's my own personal reality.
Well, there you go.
And y'all do what y'all want to do, and I love y'all. I love you no well, end.
We are going to continue the clip. So, yeah, let's go along.
Brave. He was profoundly literate, highly self-disciplined, and amazingly energetic. While still a college student, Roosevelt wrote a two-volume history of the War of 1812 that is still in print today. You can buy it on Amazon. He was the youngest president in our history. He saved our economy from corporate monopolies. And by doing that, he made the American middle class possible.
BS! He created... How did he save it from corporate monopolies when the corporation of the United States is itself a corporation that has not saved anything but its own bottom line of profits? There's my BS call on that. Can we continue the clip here?
I got lost there. Holy crap.
And today you can buy it on Amazon.
I totally concur.
He was the youngest
with
president in our history. He saved our economy from corporate monopolies. And by doing that, he made the American middle class possible. He created the national parks, he created the Panama Canal, the Food and Drug Administration. And then he kept going. The list of Teddy Roosevelt's achievements fills entire shelves of biographies. Those are in addition to the more than 40 books he wrote himself on topics ranging from Oliver Cromwell to cattle ranching to social justice. Personally, Roosevelt was a famously decent man. In 1901, he invited his friend Booker T. Washington to dinner. No African American had ever eaten in the White House. Democrats roared with rage at the idea. For the crime of having a meal with a black man, they attacked Teddy Roosevelt and his wife for the rest of their lives. But Roosevelt never bowed. He gave the finger to the mob, and he continued cheerfully on.
Teddy Roosevelt. Where the song came from? Bully, bully. Ah, bully, bully.
I thought that song is Wooly Bully. I'm just keeping it back.
Wooly Bully.
Okay.
Well, I gotta state this. They said that Booker T. Washington was the first black man invited into the White House, but I gotta point back to Frederick Douglass's historic meeting with Abraham Lincoln in August of 1863 has happened before, you know, Roosevelt. So they're just propaganda, like, did black lives really matter to Roosevelt, so we should keep his statue there. I see the agenda they're propping up there, but that's not factual. That was BS.
Do we still have Melvin?
Amen.
By the way?
Amen.
Melvin, are you there?
Let me interject just one slight little phrase that I've come upon.
You've been go ahead.
Related to me from from the powers beyond, because I don't have the capable mentality to focus on this. But all life matters, from the protozoa, the amoeba, from the blue whale to the biggest aspen grove in Colorado. It's all life. Every single cell of life has matter.
You said that on the show with Alana.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, so all matter matters. Is a what we boil
matter
it down
matters.
To.
Matter matters, yeah. Give me a break. I mean, it's so academic. It's so self-evident. It doesn't even... I can't even wrap my head around the stupidity of how these morons say that one life matters more than the other when it all matters together. We don't have the dodo bird no more because man killed it. We don't have the passenger pigeon no more because man killed it. We gotta quit killing life and expound and love life and be life and be living, loving libertarians of life, man.
Well, that's all I got to say about that.
Gregory, you're killing the game here. you're killing my flow here. Come on.
No, right. What do you mean? What do you mean? Come on. I'm coming on to the amoeba. To the plankton.
We have a 14-minute clip, and we are 1 minute free session into it. You can't rant. You can't rant at every stop.
I'm not evolving. I'm saying what is. We're killing it all as we speak. Fukushima's still Fukushimian, and it's still killing plankton right as we speak. It's killing life as we speak right now.
Guys, I want to thank you for calling in. We're going to do the rest of the show in-house now. Thank you for listening. Call in tomorrow. All right. Melvin, you there?
I didn't realize my mic was muted. I was making comments, and no one gave me a break to let me in, but my mic was muted. Stupid me.
Don't hate it when that happens. Well, okay, so...
Can I add something?
Go ahead.
I want to say that I thought Teddy Roosevelt was a great president. Not only was he related to the president after Franklin Delano, FDR, Franklin Roosevelt, who was the president during World War II to serve four terms. But Mr. Roosevelt, he created the national parks that have, generations of Americans have been able to enjoy, the outdoors and the wilderness, and has been unspoiled by, corporate interests and mining interests and, individuals who would have went in there and just destroyed these, this precious, things. And, with the statues that are being taken down, individuals who represent our past, some of them may have had some nefarious ties in their past and may have done some nefarious deeds. But by taking down these statues, it does not erase the history that these individuals, existed in. That history will stay with us. We may not have the reminder of the statues to remind us of that, past occurrence or past individual, but the history is still there. You cannot erase history. We must learn from history and try to improve it, or history will repeat itself. I seen an article today of a statue of Jimi Hendrix being defaced. Now, what the heck did Jimi Hendrix ever do to anyone? I mean, he did his thing, but he was a pioneer in music, and music wouldn't be what it is today if it wasn't for him. So why would they deface a statue of Jimi Hendrix? I mean, it just pissed me off when I seen that.
They could put Morgan Freeman's up instead.
I just don't get it.
That's a rabbit hole. Statues are supposed to be something to look up to when they're put on a plinth. And I think when you're tearing down statues, it is removing the supposed role models that you're supposed to look up to, that did great deeds and selfless things, supposedly. What? So it rewrites history. You put up the Big Brother statue will go up instead.
I understand. Well, you know, there was a statue of Abraham Lincoln that was paid for by freed slaves in the 1800s, right after the Civil War, when the slaves were free. They these people had minimal resources, but they pooled their resources to try to create a statue to commemorate, the slavery thing. So there's a statue of a slave kneeling with broken chains, and Mr. Lincoln has his hand placed upon the slave's head. So a lot of people feel that is a subservient type, depiction, because, there was a lot of slave rebellions, and a lot of slaves, even by simply breaking the tools that they had to use to go out there and work in the fields, were, exhibiting, a form of resistance and rebellion against slavery, even running away or whatever they had to do. But they didn't just, acquiesce to their situation. But now, Frederick Douglass spoke at the commemoration of that statue, and he felt that it wasn't a appropriate depiction to commemorate the end of slavery. I can't really remember the reason for the statue being erected, but I know it's Lincoln and a black man who is an actual individual who's kneeling with his chains broken, and now they want to take it down.
I agree with it being taken down because it only shows the God complex, okay? In this case, the Jesus Christ, okay? We can't have that.
But the slaves paid for it themselves, bro. I mean, they didn't help design it.
They may have been grateful for it, but yeah, I was going to say, they probably didn't design it, and they're probably so happy to be free, they didn't care. But this is something that anybody should have done, just because Abraham Lincoln wants to do something like a decent human being does not transcend him to a god. I mean, that's how corrupt and evil the establishment is. When they do one good deed, they might as well go and sit on the heavenly throne.
It's a fact that Abraham Lincoln did not, initiate, fight the Civil War to free the slaves. He said he did not care if they all, we all remained slaves, if they were all free, if they were all sent to another country. His main objective was preserving the Union. He wanted to keep the United States as one country, because if he would not have done what he did, it'd be two separate countries, the North United States and the South United States. And so he did his thing, and slavery was an afterthought, more or less, for Mr. Lincoln. So not to defame him, but his motivation was not to free the slaves. That's not what he was concerned about. He wanted to preserve the Union, keep the United States together.
Well, okay, let's continue on with this bit, please. Can we?
Yes, sir. Never bowed. Yeah. He gave the finger to the mob, and he continued cheerfully on. Teddy Roosevelt was a hero to millions of Americans. He still is. That's precisely why they're tearing down his statue. They know that if they can force you to watch as they topple your heroes, they have won. There's nothing they can't do next. They can decide how you raise your children, how you vote, what you're allowed to believe. Once they've humiliated you, they can control you. And that's why, across the country, mobs are tearing down America's monuments. In the cities of Richmond and St. Paul, Minnesota, they've torn down statues of Christopher Columbus. They did the same thing in Boston. Boston's mayor now says it's time to remove a statue of Abraham Lincoln, the man who freed the slaves. It's racist. In Dallas, they pulled a Texas Ranger statue out of the airport after more than 50 years. In Dearborn, Michigan, they toppled the statue of the former mayor. They did the same thing in Philadelphia. In Nashville, they pulled down a statue of a former U.S. senator. Same in Albany. In Oregon, Thomas Jefferson and George Washington were torn down. In San Francisco, the mob demolished statues of Ulysses S. Grant, Junipero Serra, and Francis Scott Key. On the pedestal of the Key Monument, they spray-painted "Kill the Colonizers" and "Kill Whitey," just in case you missed the point. One thing all of these Americans, now canceled, have in common, not one of them fought for the Confederacy. Pulling down their statues had nothing to do with the Civil War, at least not the first Civil War, the one that took place 150 years ago. Democrats understand that very well, and they support all of it.
I hear the selling of an agenda to villainize activism. He constantly uses day, and then alluding to racism and that it's racist itself, just so it pulls the heartstrings of the American people in a problem reaction solution type way that's going to villainize all activism. He's causing divides, is this guy's wording of his script.
I agree 100%. Exactly. All right, let's continue.
With the Civil War, at least not the first Civil War, the one that took place 150 years ago. Democrats understand that very well, and they support all of it. In every place where the mob has destroyed public monuments, Democratic leaders have backed them as they did it. But at the same time, and you should know this, so have many Republicans. Last week, a mob in downtown Washington, D.C. decided to tear down a statue of a man called Albert Pike. Pike was famous as a journalist and a poet and later as a prominent Freemason. For less than a year, from late November of 1861 to mid-July of 1862, Pike served in the Confederate Army. Pike was later arrested for treason against the Confederacy, and he faced execution for that. But in the end, it didn't save him from the mob. They set fire to Pike's effigy as it lay on the ground. At least one prominent conservative...
Now, did you hear that softball? And I say softball. Albert Pike wrote, Laws and Dogmas? Morals and Dogmas. Yes. There we go. Thank you, Mike. the man was the grand master wizard, pretentious title after title, pretentious title of all the lodges, okay? He wasn't just a Freemason. He was the number one.
The Grand
Moth. The Grand Moth. Okay, but this man, Albert Pike, worshipped Lucifer. Okay? Outright worshipped Lucifer. Luciferian. But for some of you listening, when I say Luciferian, think of what you think as a Satanist. So on top of that, the man wrote out the plans for the Illuminati to take over the world. Okay. 3 world wars to completely dominate and bring about the new world order. It was that Confederate general who has set us on the path that we are on today, on our path to hell.
Well, V, I have to disagree with you there.
Should be melted down, and I don't know how you can destroy matter. It should be put into some pocket universe somewhere and nuked till it became atoms. Okay?
Throw it in a volcano, melt it down in a volcano, God.
If Jesus Christ was the Son of God and the direct, the word through him, then Lucifer would be his God equivalent, okay? Albert Pike was the Jesus of Freemason. Most twisted, evil man that ever come to existence. That's when it goes break. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with FrontSight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, FrontSight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, FrontSight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
All right. Yeah. We are back. Commercial break. And, you know, I like this little experiment that we got going on here. So we know, well, at least we're learning what to do and what not to do here. We should not let callers in that might be on the sauce a little bit. I don't know. I don't know what happened tonight. And then we got to limit the time for responses. I don't know. I don't think we got through the last video that we tried for this. Well, we're just ranters, I guess. I don't know.
But, V, could I make a comment on something that you said?
Yeah, go ahead.
You said Mr. Pike, Albert Pike, ushered in the New World Order as well. He may have ushered it in as we know it today, but the agenda of that organization was initiated in the 1400s in Austria before Columbus sailed to America. The Illuminati, or the elitists of that time, they felt the Illuminati meant the enlightened ones, because in the 1400s in Europe, most of the populace was peasants, and they couldn't read or anything like that. So the royals in Austria determined that they were going to set the course for the development of the community and their country and the world, basically, because they felt that they were more knowledgeable and more able and a better position to do so. But that has been twisted and perverted. And Mr. Pike might have crystallized their agenda from the 1400s and made it into their concrete plan of today. But
yes. That's my point, though. He actually helped make that a reality by designing the plan.
Yes,
because at every step, you know, since these Bavarian Illuminati, quote unquote, came into existence, your plans have to go with the political landscape at the time. You got to be constantly changing the political landscape. But Albert Pike did a revolutionary thing by planning the next 200 years for us.
He did. I also wanted to make a statement about the statues that are coming down. You know, the ancient Egyptians had monuments, statues, the Sphinx, all of these, you know, great monuments that they created. And, you know, subsequent kingdoms, like after the Egyptians, they decided to destroy these monuments and remove them or deface them and take them down so that people will not remember those great people of that era. And when I'm not sure if it was the Germans or whatever group first encountered the Sphinx in Egypt. And they seen that its nose was shaped of a black man.
Yes.
They blew it off because they did not want it to depict a person of color. They seen that the nose seemed to, so this is something that is not new. These taking down the statues and the monuments, it's been going on for thousands and thousands of years. So people don't need to be all riled up that their favorite Civil War hero is being taken down, or if you look at this president or that individual as being someone special. But like you said, it's the God complex. These individuals are put on pedestals, and they're above us. We're looking up to them. So maybe we should just take down every statue in America. So we will
not worship any graven idols.
Yes, sir.
Well, I think we could try to get through some more of the clip. I know it's not possible to get through all of it now, but go ahead, Mike.
Against the Confederacy, and he faced execution for that. But in the end, it didn't save him from the mob. They set fire to Pike's effigy as it lay on the ground. At least one prominent conservative tweeted his approval of this. Republicans in Congress said nothing at all, and they could have. Pike's now destroyed statue is owned by the National Park Service. It's federal property. Tearing it down was a federal crime. But no one in Washington even considered enforcing that law. Kevin McCarthy of California, the top Republican in the House.
Mr. Trump has recently made a statement that he's enacting a law that any statue, well, not just on federal parks land, maybe I jumped in too soon, but he enacted a law that states that any statue or monument to a veteran, or if it's, in honor of a wartime hero that's defaced or taken down, that the individual...
Yeah, they're going to get 10 years federal. Right.
Okay.
But
I'm sorry.
When this clip came out, I think it was like a week or two before Trump declared that.
I see.
That's why.
All right, I understand.
But yeah, good point, though. Yes, let's keep it going.
...been considered enforcing that law. Kevin McCarthy of California, the top Republican in the House, was not in a position to say much of anything. McCarthy has endorsed the removal of statues that the left has designated as racist. Last week, as violent mobs roamed the country destroying public property, Kevin McCarthy refused to acknowledge it on his official Twitter account. On Wednesday, McCarthy did manage to send a very emphatic tweet calling for sanctions against Syria, quote, to hold the Assad regime responsible for its atrocities. Elected Republicans almost...
Using, first, the emotive language of mobs roaming America to fuel a war. That's just absolutely ridiculous, isn't it? It just is. that's the BS.
Yeah, I love that.
What? I think beautiful. That's copyright. I don't think you use Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
I hate YouTube. As soon as he did that, I was like, oh crap.
It was really loud, though.
Thank you, guys. I'm having such a great time. Go ahead.
Well, yes, another excellent point. We are just on fire tonight. All right. So do we keep it moving?
Yeah, let's roll with it. That's what I wanted to say, is how they're just using it to fuel an agenda to start a war with Libya. To hear how that guy said that, he tied that all in. Oh, these statues, well, we now should go over there and have a war. Why? Because war is big profit for the machine, isn't it? They make a lot of money. Never waste a good crisis. Isn't that what they say? Mm-hmm. But yeah, mm-hmm. Let's roll with it. That's the BS I see.
Atrocities. Okay. Elected Republicans, almost all of them, are in no hurry to stop the disorder. They appear to believe what we're watching is a version of the Rodney King riots from 1992. People saw an upsetting video on the internet. They're angry, and that's understandable. But they'll calm down soon, and we can get back to cutting capital gains.
The left wing blaming the right wing for what's going on when the left wing is funding the agendas that have been plaguing America with... Well, for lack of a better word, anarchy lately. I heard him clearly blame Trump, but he didn't do it in so many words.
You know, Rob, I read something very interesting. They said...
Yeah, that's the other 30-second of BS.
Yes, but I just want to state one thing. There's a Native American saying that it's probably a modern Native American saying, but they said the left wing... and the right wing are both of the same bird. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
they're all part of the same animal.
The time.
Yes, sir.
Taxes and sanctioning Bashar al-Assad. That's their view of it. They are wrong. This is not a momentary civil disturbance. This is a serious and highly organized political movement. It is not superficial. It is deep and profound. It has vast ambitions. It is insidious. It will grow. Its goal is to end liberal democracy and challenge Western civilization itself. This is an ideological movement.
There is no more democracy. This is just telling the plan that this isn't going to stop until the crybaby gets his way, isn't it? That's what I want to say about that. It's using emotive language again to stir up emotion.
The ideas that fuel it have incubated for decades on college campuses. We paid for all of it, by the way. The rest of us were so thrilled that our kids got into Duke that we decided to ignore what Duke was actually teaching them and just continue to send big checks. That was a mistake. It was one of the gravest mistakes we've ever made. We didn't appreciate the stakes involved at the time, and as a result of that, we became easy marks for their lies. Even now, so many of us continue to pretend that this is about police brutality. It's about the death of a man called George Floyd in Minneapolis. We still imagine we can fix it by regulating chokeholds or spending more on de-escalation training. We are too literal. We're too good-hearted to understand what's really happening. Our decency is the mob's main weapon against us. We have no idea who we're up against. For most people, the primary joy in life is the act of creation, making something good and useful, whether it's dinner for your family or a deck off the back of your house or a solid day at work. The most profound act of creation, of course, is having children, new life itself. Healthy societies celebrate all of this. They understand that the impulse to create is how civilizations are built. But they also recognize that there are forces arrayed against creation, and they vigilantly defend themselves against those. In every society, there are those who seek to destroy. They destroy for the same reason that troubled boys torture dogs or shoot house cats. Inflicting pain makes them feel powerful. We used to call people like that antisocial forces. They still exist. We just pretend they don't. Or worse, we excuse their behavior. We coddle them. We fund them. Wall Street sends the money in the hope that they will be destroyed last. The rest of us just are confused.
These baby boomers.
We don't really know what's happening. But the destroyers know. They know exactly what's going on.
I think Melvin
never
just
in American history.
I did.
Yeah, I think he did. Didn't he? Okay.
Well, I just wanted to say that, you know, the portion of it was that they were saying that the individuals who, like, torture animals, like, it's just like a form of rebellion. But that's been a psychological trait that's been associated with most serial killers. They usually start out as, you know, inflicting pain on small. So these people are not just anti-social or just going against the mainstream. These individuals are twisted and perverted. They are, their quirks cannot be classified or qualified as being, like, in normal reactions or normal behavior. So I just, when he stated that people that torture small animals, because I'm an animal, not an animal activist, but to me, that's just a crime as well. You know, if you can torture an animal, then you can torture a human being. I'm out.
I was wondering just how long we're going to let him go there.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
This thing's got to get to your point.
The people that torture animals, they made it seem like it was just like normal behavior of somebody that's just pissed off. It's not.
Yes, we got it. We got it.
All right. That's my point. I'm sorry.
Last, the rest of us just look on confused. We don't really know what's happening, but the destroyers know. They know exactly what's going on. Never in American history have they been more emboldened than they are now. Just this afternoon around lunchtime, an activist called Sean King issued the following demand on Twitter. Quote, all murals and stained glass...
That's kind of bullshit. Because you say that they've never been more emboldened than they are now, but when the colonists were rebelling against Great Britain and the United States was first forming, you know, founding fathers and all that, that's when everyone was riled up and they were moving in the same direction. These people were taking arms up against the greatest superpower in the world. And although they were fighting for their rights, which these individuals seem to be doing today. Is that my cue?
No, shut up. That one. Nailed that one.
Go right ahead. Go. All right, I'll shut up. Go ahead, go.
King issued the following demand on Twitter. Quote, all murals and stained glass windows of white Jesus and his European mother and their white friends should also come down. They are a gross form of white supremacy created as tools of oppression, racist propaganda. They should all come down. End quote. Before you dismiss that idea as absurd, the rantings of some crank on social media, keep in mind that Sean King is the most famous Black Lives Matter leader in this country. Black Lives Matter is now more popular than either major political party. So don't be surprised when they come for your church.
That
why wouldn't
bullshit.
That?
Yeah, that's got to say. Somebody better
There's
call
no
BS
way
on that one.
Black Lives Matter can be more prominent than our political parties in this country, not to most Americans. Most people feel that they're a terrorist organization and that they are up to no good. Even though most of their protests seem to be peaceful, there are instigators that are being inserted into these protests and they're actually being paid a bounty of $200 to start rioting and provided with, you know, bricks and stones and sticks. All right, I got it.
No one is stopping them. The forces of destruction have grand ambitions. It's not just about the Teddy Roosevelt statue. They plan to rule this country. What will happen if they do? Well, you may imagine that self-defense is your bulwark against chaos. In this country, you assume, you can always defend yourself and your family. That's a pillar of our civilization, of all Western civilizations. This woman assumed that, too.
Because
on Wednesday, she was driving...
They already rule the country. Not waiting for it to happen. They talked about emboldened a little while ago, that nothing's been so emboldened. Anybody else remember the abortion clinic bombings that went on in the past? Come on, people.
I remember that. With the drum roll in the symbol. Okay.
This woman assumed that, too. On Wednesday, she was driving through Louisville, Kentucky. According to Louisville police, the woman found herself surrounded by protesters who were blocking the road. They stood in front of her car with a megaphone. She argued with them to let her pass. One of them produced a gun. The woman tried to flee. We're showing the dramatic tape on your screen right now. Look at it. When the woman stopped at a red light a block later, another protester pointed a gun at her again. She hit the gas and made it home alive. On Sunday, National Public Radio published an article about the incident. The headline of that piece, quote, "Vehicle attacks rise as extremists target protesters." In other words, for trying to escape from being murdered, NPR called this woman an extremist who was, quote, targeting protesters. Think about that, and you'll begin to understand why so few citizens have tried to stop the mobs as they pillage our country. Antifa doesn't own the statues in your city's parks.
That's bullshit. These protesters are not pillaging our country. They are out there trying to advocate for the rights of man. They try against governmental injustice, and they are individuals that are inserted into these movements. Now, a protester would not go out there and protest. Most likely, a protester will hold a sign. He won't be holding a gun. And I disagree with the tactic of blocking the traffic like that, because you're just going to be roadkill. If I'm in a tractor trailer and you're standing in front of me, I'm going to run you over.
Yeah, but isn't by definition the looting itself by definition is pillaging, right? Okay.
Statues in your city's parks. It doesn't own your city. You do.
But what you said about the looting thing, Rob, like, you know, with the situation with the COVID thing and people being out of work and a lot of people are with limited resources, I'm not making excuses for these fools. But if they're out there to protest, they're holding signs, and then all of a sudden somebody breaks a window to a Target store and it's wide open, they're going to go in there and get what they need to get.
Will pillage.
It's an impulse thing. It's an opportunity that's been presented to them. But that's not what they set out to do, in my opinion.
You help pay for it. But what would happen if you tried to defend public property? Or even if you tried to defend your own property? You know the answer. You'd be swarmed by federal agents. You'd be Roger Stoned with the help and complicity of CNN and NPR and so many others. You'd be the criminal. There's no question. You've seen this happen before. To a remarkable degree, federal law enforcement is now driven by political imperatives. Certain kinds of so-called hate crimes top the list of priorities. They'll draw the FBI faster than you could summon the local police to your house during a home invasion, even when, often the case...
The federal agencies have always been fueled by political aims and edicts from their corporate masters. Always. Nothing has changed in that. That guy just spouted BS.
For sure.
You could summon the local police to your house during a home invasion, even when, as is so often the case, they turn out to be hoaxes. Meanwhile, actual hate crimes, brutal crimes in which Americans are gravely injured, are ignored completely. They take place on our streets with shocking regularity. The media don't cover them. They often go unpunished entirely. That's not speculation. There's quite a bit of video of it online, some of it very recent. We're not going to show you the clips. If you're interested, go to the Twitter feed for the...
It's not... These individuals are not going unpunished for their deeds. Right now, they don't have enough space in the courts or the jails to house all these individuals. So that's bullshit. They're not going to go unpunished. They got them on video, and the cops will come to round them up.
Eventually, yes.
Be my caps.
Entirely.
Lots of space still waiting.
Not speculation. There's quite a bit of video of it online, some of it very recent. We're not going to show you the clips. If you're interested, go to the Twitter feed for the Matt Walsh blog before Twitter pulls it down. You'll get the point. But you already know. Laws are not applied equally in America. Some victims are considered more deserving than others, despite the fact we're all citizens. Justice is not blind. Never in our lives has this been more true than it is right now, and is very likely to get worse. That's the aim of this movement, of these riots, to overthrow the value, the principle of equality under the law. After November, that trend could accelerate dramatically. And by the way,
that's not true. The goal of this movement is not to undermine what's right and just in America. It's to correct what's unjust and what's unright, and to bring the government more in line with what the people demand the government should be doing. That's bullshit.
Here.
Under the law. After November, that trend could accelerate dramatically. And by the way, we should stop pretending that this is an election between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. There is no Joe Biden. The Joe Biden you remember no longer exists. The babbling husk you see may have the same name and similar features, but behind the mask, there is nothing but a jumbled collection of talking points from the early 70s. Turn on your record player. No malarkey. The candidate has no independent thoughts of his own.
Okay, I see a BS coming here. Are they propping Hillary up here by trashing Biden? This is the left actually trashing their own candidate here. This guy's definitely left. He's not independent by his emotive language he's using.
You say he's a left. You know,
I think he's right.
You know, this is what's his name? Tucker Charles from Fox.
He's from a mainstream news site.
From Propaganda Mind Control Central. He's from Fox. That's why at least half of the statements he made were complete and utter BS, if not, trying to speak stuff past us, softballing. Now, we don't need political commentators from our mainstream. We don't. We really, really don't. We need people to deliver the news and the weather, the sports, and go away. This whole thing of these political commentators as far as mainstream, it should be illegal. Now, independently, this should be, it should actually be encouraged. That's what we, listen, I just get so frustrated because I try not to do so much political commentary, but I'm having to just hear something and it's so stupid, it just, you're worried if you're going to have a blood vessel break because it was so stupid. And that's every time I turn on Fox or CNN. And it makes me angry. And I know half... okay, go ahead, Mike. Play it some seconds.
But behind the mask, there is nothing but a jumbled collection of talking points from the early 70s. Turn on your record player. No malarkey. The candidate has no independent thoughts of his own.
My goodness. Yeah, saying behind the mask, like we're all masked up now, have to wear a mask. He threw that in. I know we're getting to the end of the show now. Looking at my clock.
Yeah, we've actually run out of time.
I don't want to be a bumbling idiot. I like that, but that was the only truth he said in the whole thing was about the vibe.
Well, guys, give us some feedback. 800-313-9443. Yes. Okay. Give us some feedback. Let us know how we're doing. Which is better, etc. And we will try to make more media for you. Okay. For now, enjoy the rest of your evening and good night. Catch us tomorrow evening.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.